This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast 39-year-old Scott Schwerian of somewhere in Florida. Now, we don't know why, but Scott was pulled over by the local authorities, and they noticed evidence of drugs. So they searched his vehicle, and to the shock of absolutely no one, they found a blunt, a pill box with the word Xanax written on it.
What was in it?
I mean, come on. Two baggies with fentanyl residue, three syringes full of meth, four joints, and a safe that had more drugs in it. So naturally, the cops moved to arrest Scott and his two passengers, but Scott had other ideas. He decided he was going to escape on foot, and he took off running. He literally made it three steps before running directly into a telephone pole.
Oh, no!
And after laughing, the cops walked over and cuffed him. It was just that. It's a man, he took three steps, just didn't see the pole, gave himself a black eye, damn near knocked himself out. So they had the opportunity to laugh, then they cuffed him.
Yeah, you try running when you're on Xanax and stone.
Well, just don't label it Xanax. My God.
Come on, man.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on.
Well, we turn back the clocks there on Saturday night, Sunday morning. We do gain an extra hour of sleep. We lose an extra hour of daylight. So your choices today. Shares, if I could turn back time, ticking on Huey Lewis in the news and back in time, Mike. How was the voting?
It was not close at all, Miles. With a 65-35 split, I am sorry to say, Ted Smith, we've disappointed you once again. Your girl isn't making it. We're doing a little Huey Lewis on a bad
choice. Oh, here you go. Welcome to the weekend. You are listening to The Men's Room, 99.9 KISW, Seattle.
99.9 KISW. We return to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. The Oladays Porter Party going on from 4 until 8. The Black Raven Woodinville Brewing Facility. I will be hanging out. It's absolutely free. Thanks to Brian and Honey Bucket.
Yeah, man.
A Honey Bucket to get your picture taken with. That'll be decorated with Men's Room apparel. So hopefully we'll see you tomorrow from 4 until 8. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tan.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
What? Ah!
Yeah,
come on, man. There we go.
Armageddon.
Smooth.
Armageddon.
All right.
Armageddon.
God damn it. I shouldn't have said anything. Your choices: Stephen Colbert, Seth Meyers, the Jimmy,
Fallon and Kimmel,
writers, or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right through the title. These guys have teams of talented writers who come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a the Ted Smith original?
A Zamboni driver was arrested for allegedly driving drunk on the ice. Nobody was hurt, but a door was damaged. I would fight that in court. I think you have to be drunk to drive a Zamboni.
Myers.
The Ted Smith.
Fallon.
A Zamboni driver is arrested for allegedly driving drunk on the hockey rink. Fortunately, no one got hurt, but a door at the rink is damaged.
I would fight that in court. I think you have to be drunk to drive a Zamboni.
It does seem odd, though, because you're not on a street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, an enclosed space. I guess you just can't be drunk and drive a Zamboni on the ice, Ted.
Yep. But I mean, like, if I have a couple beers, can I not drive a... Or, like, if I have five beers in an hour, can I not drive a go-kart?
They might not let you, but oddly, you can still drive a golf cart.
Yeah. Right.
You can take down a bottle of whiskey and drive a golf cart.
Researchers have found rats that learn to sniff out elephant ivory, landmines, and tuberculosis and mucus samples. And even the rat was like, I'm sorry, I'm going to be doing what?
Colbert.
Yeah, Colbert.
That is Colbert.
Researchers say the giant African pouched rat has learned to detect elephant ivory and other goods from at-risk species and also can sniff out landmines and detect tuberculosis in mucus samples. Even the rat is like, I'm sorry, I'm going to be doing what?
This is a wild story. A pig in Oregon has contracted bird flu, raising the question of, can pigs fly?
Me too, sir.
Yes. Yeah, that's fine. Dunkin' has unveiled its holiday menu, which includes hash brown brisket scramble bowl. How is that a holiday item? You went to the bathroom and it lasted for 8 nights?
Seth?
Yeah, Myers.
That is Myers.
Dunkin' has unveiled its holiday menu, which includes a hash brown brisket scramble bowl. How is that a holiday item? You went into the bathroom and it lasted for 8 nights?
That took me a second. I'll explain. People don't really get it. Like, yeah. Hanukkah is 8 nights. Right. Brisket is pretty common holidays for Jewish people. Yeah. So, I mean, I was like, first of all, I was just like, what does brisket have to do with the holiday? I was like, oh, well done, Seth. Mm-hmm. That's why he has real writers.
And that's why Dunkin' has brisket for the holidays.
That's insanity.
Yeah. Yeah. Northeast thing.
It is. But, like, you know what? I just, to me, when I think, like, foods for different religions and stuff, I just forget about brisket. Like, to me, everybody loves brisket. You say brisket to me, I'm picturing anytime. A guy in Texas.
Yeah, anytime. Yeah, yep. Anytime brisket is an anytime meal. You got brisket, I'll eat your brisket.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Now, you know, you're talking Hamatashen, you know.
Lockies,
right? Yeah. Stuff like that. That I'm like,
applesauce.
Yeah, like Jewish holiday.
Sure. But you know, right, brisket, like, no, brisket, I picture my uncle.
Right.
When like Boomhauer.
Ham's biggest day is the Catholic holy day of Easter.
Right.
Right. You're like, all right, you know, Catholics.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, ham, you Catholic. I just like ham, but you're Catholic. No, I just like ham. But you're a Catholic that likes ham.
I know. I try to explain to Mike every year around Easter how long my brother and I would wait outside a honey baked ham store.
Because there was only a few of them.
You would wait in line. And you had to order that ham ahead of time. All right, so last night, first of all, I was dead wrong. I know cayenne pepper and water is good for your body and stuff. I didn't know it made you better at football. Apparently it does.
Seems that way.
Because the Jets won a football game last night.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's very happy on the post-game interview, so there you go. Now, after I watched that game, I got my old man on, which is what I like to do. Clicked over to PBS, Miles.
Okay.
Ken Burns' film, The American Buffalo. Now, yes, it is technically a bison, as Miles will attest to this Christmas area or time when he goes down on safari and sees an actual water buffalo.
Mm-hmm. That's a buffalo.
But
which is most likely to kill you on safari.
But they still, a lot of people still call it the Buffalo here. That's what everybody called it, right?
Of course.
I like the American Buffalo.
Yeah.
You know, it distinguishes.
Well, I also liked when I watched this Ken Burns documentary. All the good historians were like calling it bison.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, you know what? I was patting myself on the back all night, Mike. There's a lot of things in American history that are bad. The massacre of the bison and the buffalo is just horrible. So, like, right, like, we all think about, like, you know, ranches and all this stuff. I did not realize, I mean, you'd heard the stories. I've seen Dances with Wolves. But basically, the natives are living here, especially out west, right? Because they've already been pushed out from the East Coast and stuff. But the bison were everywhere, right? That's why Buffalo, New York is Buffalo, New York. So anyhow, so basically, they would just go out, you know, the settlers would just go out there, and they would just sit up on these ridges and would just shoot buffalo sitting there.
Yeah, it's for target practice.
Right, and some of them were like, and the worst part is that they left all the meat. They would just take the hide and then chop off and take the heads. So then, and some of them were almost like a couple of them were smart enough to put in their diaries, like, I kind of feel bad.
Right.
But then the next morning, everybody from the camp is going out to make money and shoot all these buffalo. So they would all go out there. So obviously, they'd basically take them to the point of extinction. Now, I remember buffalo were in a lot of trouble. But what I didn't realize is that the story is almost more twisted. So eventually, like, the last herd of buffalo ends up in the Flathead Valley of Montana, which made me happy that I vacationed there. So they're kind of out there. I summer there, Mike. So there's some there. And then basically a few of these hunters are basically just bison executioners. Like one guy, his wife, they can't, to this day, they don't know if his wife was just like, I like them, or just like, Jesus, can we keep a couple of the calves? So for years, there's one small herd, but even at that, people are going out and they want to like be like, I'm the one that killed the last one. But then there's these private farms. So then I didn't realize the Bronx Zoo was such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that started that, well, used to work at the Smithsonian, taxidermy animals and everything. He goes out there, he gets a couple wild ones, but then he starts feeling bad. You know the story of Buffalo Bill.
Right.
Right? But Buffalo Bill basically was using it to make money. Kind of. It's like a lot of American stories. There's this guy named Buffalo Jones. He has a farm. He's raising some buffalo, right? But he's basically just doing it for money. He says, like, if you watch Meat Eater, Steve Rinelli's in here a lot. And he's like, look, that guy says he did it because of conservationists. But he's like, he really wanted to make money.
Yeah, of course.
So a lot of these people are kind of saving the buffaloes inadvertently for really terrible reasons. I also didn't realize how much of a racist Teddy Roosevelt was. Until like he's in office and he finally goes out on a coyote hunt and hangs out with some natives and like kind of starts to change his tune a little bit.
Right.
But the same thing, he was a massive hunter.
Yeah.
This well and known. That, but then turned into a conservationist. And you realize like even nowadays, like some of the best conservationists actually are hunters.
Yeah, for sure.
And
yeah.
Roosevelt sets up national parks.
He did the big ones.
Right. And the issue with having these buffalo in the zoos was like they're mass animals. They need a big group.
Yeah.
And they couldn't exist that way. And basically, like Steve, like Rinelli was saying, he's like, look, you're one infection away from having zero buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it's called The American Buffalo. It's by Ken Burns. It is an amazing story. You will learn some stuff about, you know, native people and reservations and all that bad stuff, too. But, you know, that's history. So, I mean, yes, it was very enthralling. And look, one of the chiefs in there, he even brings it up. He goes, look, what you people did to my people is not good. He's like, yeah. He's like, but also, he's like, at this point, like, it's a shared history.
Oh, right.
So he's like, for us, buffalo was everything, right? It's what they ate. It's how they clothed themselves. They had how they kept warm. And he's like, for you guys, it was manifest destiny.
Right.
And he's just like, look, it's a mixed history. I'm glad they're back. We got to take care of them now and sure. This and that. Because it was such a, I didn't realize too that everybody was like, it's the sign of American, the bison. That's like, well, why don't we stop slaughtering it?
Right. Used to be a buffalo. They called it a buffalo nickel, a bison on the back of the nickel.
Correct. Yeah, I've heard you talk about that thing for years. And then to see why they made those. But, you know, it's not just bison, right? I mean, go to Monterey Bay. They did it with all the small fish there.
Yep.
And it's very tough. So, like, nowadays, I agree with the crab fishermen, right? They're like, we want to catch more than this and that. But, like, it's just the way the world works. Like, if you don't have those quotas and stuff, like, we could kill all these animals that we like to death.
That's why all those canneries are dead.
Yeah, exactly, in Monterey. But it just, I just thought, you know how I get, learn about history and wild animals. I thought it was awesome. And it'll teach you a lot about the West, too, and how, you know, it's won and how, you know,
right.
how the national parks are built. Thank God for those national parks. I mean, I'm sure when you're on safari, those are national parks for those.
Yeah,
countries.
They are preserves.
That is correct.
Right, they're preserves as well. And, you know, and you got to have that stuff because, I don't know, I'm so happy that I've seen a bison in person now.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, and not in a zoo. You know what I mean? And also, like, I kind of want to be a bison, man.
You want to be a bison?
Yeah. Powerful animal, right? It gets the Yellowstone. They didn't always live in those winter conditions. The bison doesn't give a crap. It just trudges along with its friends, making babies, and, like, they figure it out. I'm telling you, I was sitting there last night like, I'm a bison, man. We're going to make it through, right? We'll just keep on walking.
Yeah.
Mike, I was all fired up. And then also, frankly, now there's enough of them and there is farms. It is a good lean meat. You're going to make burgers. Oh, I recommend you.
You just went through all that. By the way, they are tasty.
I'll tell you what, though.
Yeah, I mean, bison burgers are delicious.
Yeah, elk, I think, is a little bit better.
All right, so they almost got rid of the elk, too.
Oh, really?
That's what
great,
I found
great.
Out.
Great, now another special from Ken Burns.
No, I guess, but and I will also say this, though. Those people, at that time, it didn't dawn on anybody. That's just what you did.
Yeah.
It's like, look, there's all these animals. Let's kill them and make money.
Like my cousin.
Can I kill them?
Yeah. The sad thing is, the people that got all the buffalo and bison bones,
mm-hmm.
they ended up making more money than the original people that slaughtered them did.
Really?
Yeah.
What's with the bison bones?
It just, you know what I mean? Think about all the taverns, all the stuff. You've seen
okay.
one of those bison heads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or the bones. That became such a big collectible. I mean, they talk about conservation. They even talk about the fact that in Florida, we almost lost a lot of species and birds because it was so fancy for women to have exotic feathers in their hats.
See you, birds.
Yeah, so I'm pro-hunting, but again, a lot of those hunters are conservationists, too, which I think is a weird little thing, but it's awesome. Like, the guy that invented Field and Stream was like, I want to keep fielding and streaming.
Yeah, so, right.
So you got to keep doing it. But yeah, Ken Burns, the American Buffalo, it's a couple years old. Check it out.
What was it? Oh, you said PBS, right?
PBS.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be, you know, that's what I'm saying. If I'm not watching sports or gangster movie, I'm probably locked on PBS. All right, let's talk about what you are going to watch this weekend. You got a lot of stuff on. Cougs fans, chill out, man. Do whatever you want on Saturday.
Week off.
Right? You got a week off. You don't have to sweat a lot of things. We were talking about that United Way benefit concert for the hurricane relief. That is Saturday, 8 p.m. or CBS. A lot of stars on there. Clay Aiken, give him a shout. Your Huskies are playing at 4:30 against SC. Huskies, you should win that game. Maryland beat SC. The biggest game of the weekend, kind of odd, is Penn State at Ohio State. That's at 9 a.m.
Oh, yeah, wow. Noon kickoff.
Noon kickoff on the East Coast. That's super odd.
Strange.
Also, Saturday night, an exciting game event. You want to be at Black Raven Brewery out in Woodinville from 4 to 8 for the Ola Days party.
Yeah, man.
Saturday night, when you get back, you got a nice little buzz on. You've been hanging out with us. John Mulaney's hosted SNL. And then Sunday, back in action. I have no prediction as I don't know what team will show up, but the Seahawks are hosting the Rams. It's the latest of the 1 p.m. window, 1:25 kickoff.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A woman assaults a man with her Camaro. It's shocking news because it didn't happen in New Jersey. Meanwhile, three Navy officers are rescued by the Army when their boat was adrift at sea. As the Dodgers celebrate, one man decides to lend them a hand. In Orlando, goats in costume take over a coffee stand. And when shooting at robbers, make sure that they aren't the police. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cop.
All right, our top story. We go to Dublin, where the locals like to celebrate a holiday. Earlier this week, thousands lined one of the main streets of the city, all in anticipation of a Halloween parade that was scheduled to march its way down the road. But something went wrong. The crowd waited during the start time of the parade, only to see nothing.
What?
Nothing. The street remained empty a full hour after it was scheduled to start before they were given a notice by city officials that despite information circulating online, there was no Halloween parade scheduled at all. It was an AI-generated page on social media that made the whole thing up.
All right, and all these people showed up.
Thousands showed up out there. The crowd was in good spirits about the whole thing, albeit a bit annoyed about the wasted time, but several videos were taken just of how big the crowd got for an event that never actually happened.
And what's funny, one of the people said, I want to say someone that worked for the city or something, said, look, you know, it happened, it is what it is, but maybe we should do a freaking parade.
Right. Clearly the people want it.
Yeah, that was his whole thing. He goes, if this many people showed up for a parade, why don't we just start doing a damn parade?
How long were they out there before they finally realized, like...
About an hour.
Keep in mind, it's an hour after it's supposed to start, but they said a lot of people showed up early, because like anything, you want your best position.
Of course.
You
know? Got to put chairs out.
Yep.
So I wonder what that AI page was. It was like... Dublin Insider or something like that, some sort of news publication. Like, was it a fake official city of Dublin sort of a thing?
But the thing is, a lot of people saw it, obviously, except anyone that works for the city.
Right.
They would have said, this is not true.
Thousands saw it.
Thousands, yeah.
Thousands. Goodness gracious. In other news, we go off the coast of Hawaii for an incident that I'm sure will never be brought up again. Out on the water, a crew with the Army were operating a 30-foot vessel pulling targets during a live fire drill when they got the call from the Coast Guard. It was a distress call that another vessel had ended up disabled and the crew needed help. They answered the call and found the disabled craft along with the crew, three off-duty Navy sailors. They towed the boat back to shore but couldn't help but snap a quick photo of the incident. Army saving the Navy out in the water.
You're right. That'll never be brought up again.
Oh, yeah. The branches always just love each other. They don't mess
never
with each other at all.
Never talk smack at each other. Nah.
Let me just tow you boys back here.
Yeah.
Now, they were off duty, so they'll have that on their side, but good job, boys.
Yeah, they're going to catch a lot of heat.
Oh, my God.
Right,
yeah.
You're damn right there. Down to California, where justice is better served by the proper authorities. Officers were called to the area via an alarm that had been triggered by several suspects that were spotted fleeing the scene. The officers gave chase, but during the foot race, they tripped the surveillance camera of one of the locals in the neighborhood who, instead of calling the police, called his grandson to handle the situation. The grandson armed himself with a rifle and went after the pair that he saw fleeing the area and even fired a couple shots their way to stop the chase. And it worked! The suspect that he had shot at indeed stopped and identified themselves as the local police that were chasing the real suspects. Yeah, grandson was arrested and faces some serious charges.
Damn,
that's
man.
That's a bad look.
He should be glad he did not hit one of them.
No kidding, dude.
Had been a much different response.
Yeah. He came close. They talked about how he was very close.
Oh, like, I'm sure.
He's a decent shot.
Right. And they're like, uh-huh.
Good thing he's not a good shot.
You're right. Stay decent. Don't get good.
Stop. Pow, pow, pow. You stop.
I bet you when they turned around, he's just like, ooh. Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the...
Sorry.
Damn. Sorry, man. But that's the case that starts with a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to California, where one man wasn't about to let a horrible diagnosis slow him down. 2 years ago, he was given the diagnosis that he has a rare form of cancer that has spread to his lungs and bones, unfortunately giving him a 5-year life expectancy. With that kind of news, he set out to realize a dream that he had been holding for several years. Having completed 15 Ironman races throughout his life, he worked as hard as he could to eventually qualify and run in the VinFast Ironman World Championship in Hawaii. His condition made it difficult to train and participate in the race, but he's happy to say that he did cross the finish line, realizing his dream.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. The cancer spread to his lungs. He says there was a couple times out there, you know, swimming in the swimming portion of the Ironman, he just had to float on his back just to get his breath back.
Sure.
You know, out there, you're running a marathon. You're running a literal marathon after you've gone on, you've biked for however long, after you've swam for however long. Like, the Ironman's no joke.
No.
And for somebody who's got compromised lungs to take that out, man. Power to you. Power to you. Men's Room Sports. You got college ball on tonight over on CBS Sports, ESPN2, and U, and FS1, NBA basketball on ESPN, and hockey on NHL. Tomorrow, college football all day on your regular broadcasters, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and ESPN. Big game of the night is USC is right here in Seattle taking on the UW Huskies. That'll be 4:30 over on Big Ten Network. No Cougs this weekend. Beyond that, you've got basketball on NBA Network, hockey on NHL, and the Kraken are in Ottawa taking on the Senators, looking to bring some magic back to this road trip after a pretty dismal game two there against Toronto. Puck drops at 4 over on Kong. Again, that's tomorrow. And then on Sunday, you've got Kraken hockey again as they go into Boston against the Bruins. Puck drops at 2 on Kong, as well as Sounders playoffs game 2 against Houston goes down at 3:30 on Apple TV. And of course, Sunday football. We got the Ravens game at the 10 a.m. window here locally over on CBS.
Really?
Oh. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And that'll open things up so that we can watch the Seahawks host the Rams at 1:25 over on Fox. Sunday night features the Vikings hosting the Colts. As far as your weather, we're in for the rain. Plan for it to be on and off all weekend long with temperatures peaking in the low 50s down to the high 40s at night with some scattered sun breaks planned for Sunday and then back to normal rain in the mid 50s on Monday. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you tomorrow, 4 until 8. The Oladays Porter Party of Black Raven Brewing in Woodinville. Absolutely free.
Yes, indeed. Hope to see you there. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.